You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now to check out West Michigan's music scene as we say hello again to John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com, the website that gives you everything you need to know about West Michigan's music scene. And let's mark the new year, John, by checking out some artists who left their mark on 2017 and some who are likely to generate some attention in 2018. And what we're starting with, an artist from Grand Haven.
Yes, he's been actually making noise for quite some time. He's originally from Grand Haven, Garrett Bourns, and he goes by Bourns now. And of course, he's become kind of a pop star that's really caught fire, not only nationally, but internationally. He's about to release his sophomore album, Blue Madonna, on January 12th. And he's actually played Michigan a few times, but he's actually going to play his first hometown show, essentially, in Grand Rapids at the end of January here at the 20 Monroe Live venue. And there are a lot of folks around West Michigan who are pretty excited to finally see this guy live.
Well, let's check out Bourns. This is Faded Heart. Won't you be my consolation? What do you like about his sound?
He has a psychedelic pop vibe that is different than a lot of other pop artists. And I do think that because he came more from a indie folk, indie rock kind of background, that his pop music seems to have a little bit different feel to it, and something that at the same time resonates with a lot of young folks. And I remember seeing him when he played a sold-out show in New York on the day that he released his last album, and people were all singing along to his music, and the album had just been released. Clearly, he resonates with a lot of folks.
And speaking of indie folk, let's talk about some other West Michigan artists who made a splash in 2017, starting with the Accidentals. I love the Accidentals.
Yeah, Traverse City's favorite band, so to speak. They really have not only become a favorite in Michigan, but across the United States, pretty much everywhere they play. And the thing that I really like about them, they played two capacity shows this past weekend for New Year's Eve at Founders Brewing here in Grand Rapids, and they continue to incorporate so many different styles into their music, from jazz to hip-hop to indie rock. They even play some prog rock covers. A lot of fun stuff. And I really think that they are continuing to explore the nether regions of music with their own approach to indie alternative folk.
And we talked about him on this segment before. Billy Strings. Absolutely amazing. When I'm trying to keep on living.
Yeah, Billy Strings, once again, is anticipating having a big year. I chatted with him not long ago when he was here in Grand Rapids, and he's toured nonstop from coast to coast. He's going to be playing a lot of big bluegrass festivals. Just really fun to see that kid who has so much talent on acoustic guitar getting the kind of attention that he's been getting.
Any chance of seeing either Billy Strings or the Accidentals playing around in Michigan anytime soon?
The Accidentals will be playing a Northern Michigan show in January. Billy Strings will be back, but a lot of his shows are still being booked as we speak, but I guarantee you he'll be back in Michigan this year.
And you'll be covering that at localspins.com so people can get the information by going there. And you want to talk to us about some brand new artists who came out of left field in 2017, or perhaps more accurately, Albion and Marshall.
Yeah, we talked about these two artists before. Jake Kershaw, who's a teenage blues rock sensation, a Marshall High School student, and then, of course, the Warren Treaty, which is a gospel-fired folk and roots act. Both of them have really captivated audiences. Jake, mostly with his sizzling blues rock guitar work. You know, guitar geeks love watching this guy perform on stage. And then the Warren Treaty has gotten a lot of national attention. They're starting to do some work in Nashville, and I think they're going to be releasing another album pretty soon down the road here, and Rolling Stone magazine has even talked about them as well. But I think the band that has made the biggest jump the fastest has probably been Greta Van Fleet, and I think we're going to play a little track from them as well here.
Green line, girl, 'cause I wanna get you soon. Okay, that seriously takes me back in a great way to more than 40 years to very Led Zeppelin-ish Houses of the Holy era in 73. What a great sound. Where's this band from?
They're from Frankenmuth, of all places, on the east side of the state. But they really, I think, established themselves in West Michigan at places like The Intersection, performing for a lot of bands. They opened for a big band at 20 Monroe Live earlier this year. But they do have a Led Zeppelin vibe, and yet they do it with their own way. I went to their sold-out show at The Intersection on Saturday night this past weekend. You could not believe the enthusiasm of the crowd. I mean, there were so many people jammed into this place, just really cheering this hard rock vibe, and they're very energetic. They keep moving up. They sold out a smaller venue in Grand Rapids the last time we were here. They continue to sell out pretty much every show on their headlining tour. They have a 2018 ahead that I'm sure is going to catapult them to even greater success across the globe.
Yeah, so it's worth keeping an eye and an ear on Greta Van Fleet for sure. Let's turn now to some artists who come out with new releases that could really hit big in 2018, starting with Hannah Rose and the Graves Tones. Tell us about this group.
I've known Hannah for quite some time. I remember the first time I had her on a radio show here locally. People were calling in after she performed to ask who was singing on the radio. She's been around for several years, but she recently assembled a new band. She's got a very soulful, bluesy sound to her voice. She adds elements of funk and rock into her performances. She just had an EP release show at Founders Brewing here. More than 900 people showed up, and she has a super devoted fan base. She definitely intends to perform quite a bit here in the coming year, and I think she may even venture out on tour around Michigan and beyond. So stay tuned for more from her.
And here's a track called Whiskey Neat from the new release Awaken a Dream.
My coffee was black this morning.
So she has recently put together a new band, so she's not so solo now. Who's the band?
The band is pretty incredible. It's really culled from several superstar groups, jazz bands, as well as rock groups from the Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo areas. She really finds a way to surround herself with talent, which really improves the way she performs and in terms of the music that she records as well.
Over to another band that's been in Grand Rapids for a few years. Tell us more about Hiker.
Hiker's interesting because they've progressed from where they started several years ago when they formed here in Rockford, north of Grand Rapids. Their music is electronic pop, has a marvelous airy quality to it. It's got a fair amount of buzz. They earned the band a slot at the Big Audio Tree Music Festival at Kalamazoo this fall. I think this band really has a lot of potential for building its audience, especially in the region.
Let's take a listen to Hiker. And we wrap up with Cassidy Bisher, a new face?
He is a new face on Grand Rapids music scene. He recently released his debut EP, Skin, which is a 5-song recording. It really got my attention from the very first time I listened to it. You could describe it, I guess, as anthemic indie rock. It has an atmospheric pop vibe, a little bit of prog rock in its arrangements. He considers himself a studio junkie who doesn't play out a lot, but I'm guessing that after this release, there might be a push to get him on stage a little more often.
Yeah, all right, take a listen to Soldier. This is from Cassidy Bisher. And that is a great batch of artists that you have brought us, John Sinkovich, taking us through this great group of West Michigan artists. You can learn more about them and other acts by going to localspins.com, which is edited and published by John. Thanks so much and Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year. Having yourself a fabulous 2018.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.